May the gods endow them with fortune all their lives. May each hand down to his sons the riches in his house, and the pride of place the realm has granted him. But as for myself, grant me a rapid convoy home, to my own native land. How far away I've been from all my loved ones, how long I have suffered. Pleading so, the man sank down in the ashes, just at the hearth beside the blazing fire, while all the rest stayed hushed, stock still. At last the old revered Echeneus broke the spell, the eldest lord in Phaeacia, finest speaker too, a past master at all the island's ancient ways. Impelled by kindness now, he rose and said, "This is no way, Alcinous. How indecent. Look, our guest on the ground, in the ashes by the fire. Your people are holding back, waiting for your signal. Come, raise him up and seat the stranger now in a silver-studded chair. And tell the heralds to mix more wine for all, so we can pour out cups to Zeus, who loves the lightning, champion of suppliants. Suppliants' rites are sacred. And let the housekeeper give our guest his supper, unstinting with her stores." Hearing that, Alcinous, poised in all his majesty, took the hand of the seasoned, worldly-wise Odysseus, raised him up from the hearth, and sat him down in a burnished chair, displacing his own son, the courtly lord Laodamas, who had sat beside him, the son he loved the most. A maid brought water soon in a graceful golden pitcher, and over a silver basin tipped it out so the guest might rinse his hands, then pulled a gleaming table to his side. A staid housekeeper brought on bread to serve him, appetizers aplenty too, lavish with her bounty. As long-suffering great Odysseus ate and drank, the hallowed King Alcinous called his herald. "Come, Pontonous, mix the wine in the bowl, pour rounds to all our banqueters in the house, so we can pour out cups to Zeus, who loves the lightning, champion of suppliants. Suppliants' rites are sacred." At that, Pontonous mixed the heady, honeyed wine and tipped first drops for the god in every cup, then poured full rounds for all. And once they'd poured libations out and drunk to their heart's content, Alcinous rose and addressed his island people. "Hear me, lords and captains of Phaeacia, hear what the heart inside me has to say. Now our feast finished, home you go to sleep, but at dawn we call the elders in to full assembly, host our guest in the palace, sacrifice to the gods, and then we turn our minds to his passage home. So under our convoy, our new friend can travel back to his own land, no toil, no troubles, soon rejoicing, even if his home's a world away. And on the way, no pain or hardship suffered, not till he sets foot on native ground again. There in the future he must suffer all that fate and the overbearing spinners spun out on his lifeline the very day his mother gave him birth. But if he's one of the deathless powers out of the blue, the gods are working now in strange new ways. Always up to now they came to us face to face. Whenever we'd give them grand, glorious sacrifices, they always sat beside us here and shared our feasts. Even when some lonely traveller meets them on the roads, they never disguise themselves. We're too close kin for that. Close as the wild giants are, the Cyclops, too. Alcinous, wary Odysseus countered, cross that thought from your mind. I'm nothing like the immortal gods who rule the skies, either in build or breeding. I'm just a mortal man. Whom do you know most saddled down with sorrow? They are the ones I'd equal grief for grief. And I could tell a tale of still more hardship, all I've suffered thanks to the gods' will. But despite my misery, let me finish dinner. The belly's a shameless dog. There's nothing worse, always insisting, pressing it, never lets us forget. Destroyed as I am, my heart racked with sadness, sick with anguish, still it keeps demanding, eat, drink. It blots out all the memory of my pain, commanding, fill me up. But you, at the first light of day, hurry, please, to set your unlucky guest on his own home soil. How much I have suffered, oh, just let me see my lands, my serving men, and the grand high-roofed house.